His name was called Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1400s Siena was not a very great place at all. It was not even spiritually lukewarm, you might say. In fact, it was downright violent. Factions ruled the city. There were rival families, political clans, and of course vendettas passed down from generation to generation. So when Saint Bernardine of Siena arrived on the scene, that city was physically and morally broken. And Saint Bernardine was not a charismatic speaker. In fact, he had caught some sort of illness, and it kept him bedridden for 4 months, and he pretty much completely lost his voice, so that it made it hard for him to preach. He gained it back, his voice back, through prayer to Our Lady, but he was not a charismatic speaker when he began. So he did something unique. He preached one word, Jesus. Now, for him, the recalling of this holy name, it actualized the living, reconciling presence of Christ among men. It made him real, if you will. By preaching that one name, he became present by his power and by his grace. One day, when preaching before, or rather in the square, packed with men who were seething with hatred and resentment, he lifted up a small wooden tablet with three letters on it, IHS, the shortened form of the holy name of Jesus. And the crowd laughed when they saw it. They said, that is what is going to heal this city's divisions? He wasn't embarrassed. He held the sign yet higher. This is the name, he said, before which the proud will kneel, the violent will disarm, and the hardened of heart will convert. And he commanded something which no priest had ever before commanded. The men of that city were to bring their weapons, knives and swords, clubs, whatever they had, and to throw them down at his feet. And silence ensued. Then finally, one man stepped forward out of the crowd and dropped his sword at his feet. And then another. And then 12 more, and then 100 more. And before you knew it, the whole city had dropped their arms at his feet. And Saint Bernardine lit a bonfire and burned them all. He preached the name of Jesus and ordered that symbols of vanity, immodest clothing was one of them, gambling dice, any sort of immoral book, and the like, that they all be brought and placed at his feet and burned to ashes in a public bonfire. At the name of Jesus, families that were long divided were reconciled, enemies embraced, debts were forgiven, cities, or rather the city of Siena, was enthroned publicly to the holy name as they hung the wooden board with the IHS over the doors of its public buildings. And Saint Bernardine did this all throughout Italy, and in every city he had great success. The people did not return to their sins, but remained converted to Christ. And he taught the people this truth, that when the holy name is honored, Christ takes possession, the devil loses ground, and order and peace always follow. In the introit for the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, we pray along with the psalmist. It's one of my favorite verses of the Psalms. Domine Dominus noster, quam admirabile est nomen tuum in universa terra. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in all the earth. That name is so wonderful that it was said by one of the very first church fathers, the name of Jesus, a glorious name and worthy of all honor, a name which is above all others, ought not first to be uttered by men, nor by them be brought into the world. In fact, this name was given by God to his only begotten Son, and it was by an archangel from heaven that this name was first pronounced upon earth. So sacred a name was it. Now, our hearts, they have been filled with confidence and holy hope ever since Christmas Day, when the Messiah was born. And today's Feast of the Holy Name should only serve to strengthen that hope of receiving mercy and forgiveness. The offertory verse has us pray very hopefully. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. For thou, O Lord, art sweet and mild and plenteous in mercy to all that call upon thee. The name of Jesus, you know, means Savior. And a Savior is what you need. Do you want to know the power of this holy name of the Savior? It's all throughout Holy Scripture. God himself tells us. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And in the Gospel of St. Matthew, it says, and this is one to keep always in your heart, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. In the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So powerful, in fact, is this name that after the apostles had worked miracle after miracle and healing after healing and converted soul after soul to Christianity, that the chief priests of the synagogues forbade the apostles to preach in the name of Christ. And that is when the apostles gave their famous line, it is better to obey God than men. St. Alphonsus says, if the devils and men torment you and urge you to sin, call on Jesus and you will be delivered. And if temptations do not cease to persecute you, continue to invoke Jesus, and you will never fall. Those who practice this devotion have experienced that they keep themselves safe and that they always come off victorious. And St. Ambrose, if you fear death, this name is life. If you aspire to heaven, it is the way. If you burn with fever, it is health. If you are dying of hunger, it is food. If you feel oppressed with fatigue, it is rest. And if you fight and struggle, it is the crown. And finally, St. Francis de Sales, he told his people that if they frequently repeat the holy name of Jesus, that they may feel certain of dying a holy and a happy death. A one-word prayer, and you may feel certain of dying a happy and a holy death. So powerful is that name. And in confirmation of this, there is an incident that took place in the life of St. Edmund, who had a great devotion to the holy name. One day, St. Edmund was out in the countryside, and he got separated from his friends when all of a sudden he looked down and there was a beautiful child at his side who asked him, "Edmund, do you know who I am? Look at me and you will know." Edmund looked at the child and saw written on the child's forehead, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." "Now you know who I am, Edmund. Every night, make the sign of the cross and say these words, 'Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.' And if you do so, this prayer will deliver you from sudden and unprovided death." St. Edmund was very faithful to this devotion given him by our Lord. But one night, the devil tried to stop him by holding his hands so that he couldn't make the sign of the cross. So he invoked the holy name of Jesus, and the devil fled in fear. St. Paul tells us that this name of Jesus is a name above all names, and that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Now, this teaching has practical application in our lives. It is not just a devotion, although it is a great devotion. This name is so far above all other names that God dedicates a whole commandment to making sure that it is revered properly, an entire commandment. It is so far above other names that to misuse it is a sin. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." This simply means, from the negative viewpoint, that we must not say the name of God or of Jesus carelessly, uselessly, or flippantly. It is never meant to be used in jokes or as an expression of surprise, of anger, or even of joy. In fact, a good rule of thumb is this, that if you are not speaking to God in prayer or about God in pious conversation, then his name should not be mentioned. But the second commandment not only forbids us to use God's name improperly, it also commands us to show the greatest reverence for the name of him who created us, redeemed us, and sanctifies us, to respect the name of the one who died on the gibbet of the cross for us. And so, parents, teach your children to properly reverence this name. You can do so by bringing back some of the old customs that have been forgotten. First, by saying special prayers in honor of the holy name, the litany of the holy name of Jesus, for starters. You know that in most prayer books, that's listed as one of the morning prayers to be said. How often do you say that in the morning? Start and say it with your children. You can add to your night prayers the divine praises from benediction in reparation for all the blasphemies committed against the holy name. Second, You reverence the holy name by bowing the head every time you hear the name Jesus, or remove the hat if you're wearing one, if you're a man. In fact, in the rubrics of the Holy Mass say that whenever Jesus is pronounced, that the priest is to tip his biretta and bow his head. That is in public worship. And lastly, by attending Mass and other public prayers of the Church, that is a way of honoring the name of God. But I end with this. St. Alphonsus says that each time we say Jesus, it is an act of perfect love, for we offer to God the infinite love of Jesus. And the Church so approves of this devotion that she has attached to the recitation of the name of Jesus, the prayerful recitation of the name of Jesus, an indulgence of 300 days. So truly, as the psalm puts it, O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in all the earth. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.